one named Wood.
Curry jumper. Oh, he did it again.
One named Wood.
Blitz is on. Rodgers winds up rainbow. Cobb. He's got Cobb to the 10, to the 5, yes. To the end zone. Touchdown.
Two friends. Too much sport.
Throwing, and it is a fingertip. Tax
return. Put your hands together for Woo and Why.
Hello, and welcome to Woot and Why. This is the voice of Josh Wah.
And this is the voice of Josh Woot.
Welcome. We're recording on a Saturday. We apologize for cancelling our Thursday show. For those listening in America, a much-loved cricket player, a national hero, Phil Hughes, passed away on Thursday after a freak accident involving in a cricket game. So our thoughts and prayers are with his family and all those at Cricket Australia, and that's why we cancelled the show. So it takes someone pretty special to not want us to talk about NFL.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's our tribute to Phil, and hopefully everyone put their bats out. Did you put your bats out?
I don't have a bat.
You don't have a cricket bat?
No.
I took one to work and put it out at work. Yeah. So that's a great way to use social media and pay respects to Phil.
Yep.
All right, before we get to some NFL news, look, we're a bit late on a lot of news because we've postponed the show, but there's a lot of good articles this week that we're going to get to.
Feel-good stories.
So, yeah, and some really weird ones. So it's quite bizarre, some of the stuff that's happened this week. But the first one is the snowpocalypse. It happened, and the gods tried to warn us.
They did?
They did. Do you know why?
Why?
Because late in the fourth quarter of the Buffalo Jets game, we had EJ Manuel versus Geno Smith.
Oof.
They tried to warn us, and we didn't listen. And they moved the game to Detroit. And look, the NFL, 56,000 people showed up after they moved the game in a state on a Monday night, short notice, still 56,000 turned up.
That's amazing. Well done, fans.
And yeah, well done to the NFL. Normally we're harsh on them at times, but look, they fill up stadiums.
They do.
Yep. And is Odell Beckham's catch the greatest catch you've ever seen?
Yes.
Let's listen to it.
And Manning's going to heave. One is... Oh, there's a flag. Beckham, one-handed catch. How in the world?
Oh, my goodness. This is sick. Put this to music. I don't think he stepped out either. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Number 39.
That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen in my life.
It was easily the best.
The best catch?
The most athletic catch I've ever seen. Maybe not most important or anything, but it was.
I think the word the greatest is. It's hard to throw that around. Like, what defines the greatest?
Oh, well, I'd say maybe, you know, the Santonio Holmes catch in the Super Bowl. That is a kind of catch that you would say. Is that...
For me, the greatest one was David Tyree with the helmet because it sent, you know, stopped the perfect record, perfect season. That was the greatest catch. But most athletic, it's
credit to Jason Avant. He'd already done it.
Credit to Brent Grimes. He's not even a wide receiver. He did it 4 weeks ago.
There you go.
And he's only 5 foot.
But I still do think it was the best.
It was incredible.
It was.
It was incredible. One last thing before we hit to the NFL news. Just a reminder of our March Badness competition.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a few entries, but a couple of people are asking the details of it. Basically, we have March Madness in terms of college basketball with brackets. So we're going to set up our own brackets. Every entry, we're going to have 32 entries. And we're going to narrow it down throughout March and have our ultimate winner of just terrible hot takes, commentary, just anything that you've seen on television, yeah. On shows.
Anything. And even if you're, like, unsure, just send it.
Just send it.
Even if we don't use it in the March Badness, we can just put it on the show because it's probably hilarious anyway.
And it could be even stuff from us.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you could go back to the footage of our bold predictions.
We'd have our own bracket.
Yeah. We would have our own bracket. And, look, we're going to have some prizes up for grabs for the winner. What that will be has not been defined yet because it's...
Ultra Crew Free Scholarship.
Scott, come on, buddy. Come on. It would be funny if a 50-year-old man wins. Becomes a punter. All right, it's time to go to some NFL news. All right, before we get into the news stories, we're going to recap Week 12. What did you take away from that? Normally, we do it in more detail on a Tuesday, but
Week
Saturday.
12, now we're going back.
It's gone back a while. A lot has happened.
I know, I'm still riding high from the Thanksgiving games, so it's
We'll get to them. We'll get to them. I know you're excited. You weed your pants a little bit there.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Not a little bit.
For me, Week 12 was a good week. The Raiders won. It ruined our bets. We were on the 0-16 betting
we
train.
We were, but then now I look at it and I think...
It's beautiful.
Who can't they beat? No. Nah. It was a feel-good story. It was Andy Reid's just... He's a confusing... Very confusing head coach.
Worst game planner.
Time management and things like that.
He's terrible. He is terrible. What about the celebration after the third down sack and Justin Tuck saved him with the punter? If that was a penalty, that would have been the most Raiders thing ever.
The amount of times I watched that video, and there was... Did it start off originally three of them, then one realized ran back, and the other two are
still dancing.
Two are still going, yeah.
By the way, we're dancing right now, and it's pretty graceful.
Podcast video.
Yeah, a vodcast. Fancy. Josh Gordon, he returned.
Your boy.
Oh, man. So. He is one of my boys, and he looked great. Despite, he could have been a lot bigger day. Hoyer missed him on a lot of throws and in the end zone as well.
I'm completely off the Hoyer train.
I'm driving the train.
He's bad.
I'm driving the train.
He's bad.
He's bad, but I'm driving the train.
You can drive it.
I don't know if I'm... It's the all Hoyer everything train anymore, but just more the I don't want to see Johnny Manziel on a football field train.
Why? So much more exciting.
No, I'd rather Hoyer. Come on, man. He's been clutch.
So much more exciting. I prefer Hoyer. Wow.
I do.
Horrible.
Actually, I am. All Hoyer everything. By the way, I patented that during the week on a hashtag website. It's ours. We own it.
Oh, my God.
The Wooten Wire podcast own the hashtag All Hoyer everything.
Wow. I've got to get one to rival that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Keep going. Well, your Dalton the Destroyer was a good one, man.
Dalton the Destroyer.
Yeah, at least Hoyer's lived up to his...
Went for a little bit there.
Yeah, and then it died. He destroyed his own self.
Yeah. So I didn't say what he was destroying.
Yeah, that's true. The NFC South just stink.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, how do you watch them? I mean, yeah, they stink.
The Saints are... A couple of weeks ago, we're like
frustrated in the
face. A couple of weeks ago, we're like, oh yeah, they look like they could, you know.
Well, they beat Green Bay, and we're like, all right,
turning
sweet.
It around. Yeah. That was bad, just so bad.
Just so bad. I tweeted out some Rob Ryan stats during the game. He since 2006 has had more six defenses finish in the bottom, outside the top 20 in overall defense, and he's had three finish in the top 10. So. You know, 2/3 is there, is woeful, and he's got lucky a couple of times.
Maybe we can get him on the show.
Well, he might.
He won't have a job.
He might be our third podcaster by the end of the day.
Oof, I like that.
End of the year. Maybe, end of the day. He's going to be fired today. No. By the end of the year. Could be joining us.
Yep.
The Wooten Wire and Ryan show. The Wooten Wire and the Paddle Pop Lion show.
What would we... We should name it. We should get a hashtag and start it.
Hashtag Paddle Pop Lion.
Paddle Pop Lion.
It looks like the Paddle Pop Lion.
Let's move on.
All right. The rest of the stuff, since Thanksgiving's gone, it's irrelevant now. So I'm going to move on to some recent news. Ray Rice wins his appeal. He's been reinstated.
Yep, as of this morning.
Despite what he did, that's the right call. He was punished for the same crime. Mm-hmm. Twice, and that's not fair.
I really can't believe it dragged out this long.
It did. It took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, look, the right decision's been made. Look, what he did was bad, but I'm all about second chances, and his statement today was saying that he wants to be a very great husband, a great father, wants to turn his life around and help the community out. And I think if he can do that in the long term, players deserve a second chance. It was one night. There's no sort of prior history from Ray. And look, if Michael Vick can get a second chance, Brandon Marshall's had like four chances. I think next year, no, I don't think this season, but I think next year he might find himself on a roster.
Prison.
Yes, so he served his time.
He served his time.
But he has been dealt with through the courts,
uh-huh.
You know, and I think next year he will find himself on an NFL roster. Will he be a serviceable running back? That's where my question mark lies.
That remains to be seen.
It's a deep running back class this year in the draft. I just don't think he will have much value.
I definitely think he'll have a job.
I think he'll have a job, but I just don't know whether he'll be a starting running back in the NFL.
I don't think he'll start.
No.
I think he'll end up in a similar situation to what Knowshon Moreno did, kind of like a split backfield kind of thing.
He could end up doing what he did to start his career, where he backed up Willis McGahee and was sort of a third down change of pace guy.
You're going to say Willis McGahee's going to come out of retirement?
Maybe. Or... turn back the clock. Anyway, Lance Briggs is on IR today. You think that's his last game for Chicago?
I mean, would you want to rush back and be part of that defense?
Nope.
Nope. So, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, okay. So he'll be somewhere else next year or retired?
I'll go with retired.
I'll go with a member of the Dallas Cowboys.
Poor Dallas.
RG3 was benched this week in favour of Colt McCoy. Your thoughts on that one, man? You're an NFC East guy.
To me, we love Colt McCoy. But I find it dumb.
I honestly thought that, and then I listened to the Fantasy Focus podcast yesterday, and Nate Ravitz made some really... Negative Nate actually made some positive sense out of this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get anything out of him now. You might be looking to trade him, playing him out for 4 weeks and diminishing his value.
Yeah, but I don't think...
You may have a chance that he's injured. There's no value for you if he re-injures himself. Why not just throw him on the bench, let him sit there, tank... get a higher draft pick, move on.
I thought this, but I don't. They're not going to move on from him.
You don't think? I don't think he'll be there next year.
If he's not there, and Sanchez and that implodes, I would wholeheartedly say go out and get him, Philadelphia.
For RG, he would be great in a Philly scheme.
Can't you see that is?
That would be ideal.
However, I just don't think they should be getting rid of him if they're. They've already come out and said, we're not getting rid of him.
Have they?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know. Jake...
I say you get rid of Gray Juden. That's what I was going to say.
There's your hashtag.
Nice.
Did you say Gay Juden?
No, Gray.
Oh, Gray.
Gray Juden. Anyway.
I don't think he's the right... let's look at it. I don't think RG3 and Jay Gruden will be there. One will have to go.
What's RG3's biggest asset?
Nothing at the moment. He's not a top 20 quarterback in the NFL. Remember when people actually thought he was better than Andrew Luck?
Come on.
Including yourself.
All right, move on. We'll see what happens.
In his rookie year.
See what happens.
Come on. Now it's, instead of being Andrew Luck versus RG3, it's Andrew Luck versus RG3 string.
Hurry up.
Hashtag that.
And move it on. By the way,
I'm more worried about Colt McCoy.
I don't like Derek Carr. Derek Carr's the best, but out of all this year's quarterbacks,
they haven't really done much.
Bortles, we thought, maybe. Not completely.
He's just sort of regressed.
Teddy Bridgewater's not doing anything. Derek
just
Carr.
Just dink and dunking with Teddy Bridgewater.
Derek Carr won because of Andy Reid. I'm going to go with that. And... Manziel still yet to go on the field, so...
Yeah, it's not looking good. Zach Mettenberger showed a little bit of glimpses, actually.
You know what? I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Still
an awful quarterback class. Just awful. Speaking of awful quarterbacking, Ryan Fitzpatrick is now the starting quarterback again in Texas. In the Texans. Because Ryan Mallett tore his pec and kept playing. That was nuts.
That's some beast stuff.
That is... He's like, I missed a few throws. I think my pec is a bit sore. It's torn.
It's not attached anymore.
I was watching this guy and think, man, he is awful. Why is he, he was just completely missing people. That makes sense now, and I'm not going to have a go at him for that.
Where would you rank Ryan Mallett out of the 32 quarterbacks?
We have such limited sample size on him now. Finally, we had the chance to see him and actually form a judgment on him without you know, oh, but we haven't only seen him in preseason. We've seen him in one game. And Alfred Blue ran 454 yards, so you can't judge him.
All right, who's the worst quarterback in the league?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Probably whoever's quarterback in the Jets.
Oh. To be honest, I think that hot, like, I'm not sure if it's the game plan or what. They just don't look like they're doing anything.
Nah.
They don't look like they have a clue.
I don't know.
That's a weird organization, that
it's
one.
It's terrible, but the Texans have signed Thad Lewis now as a backup.
That's exciting.
But what do you do now if you're the Texans? Like, you've got Ryan Mallett now. You've got one game and one injured game out of him. You can't go into next year with him as your quarterback. You can't. You can't go through another year with a mediocre quarterback, but you've played yourself out of the Marcus Mariota sweepstakes.
Yeah.
Or the Suck for Duck campaign.
I like the Suck for Duck campaign.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was good.
By the way, he is the first quarterback going off the board, without a doubt.
He'll be first player.
Yeah, he should be. Whether it's a trade or what, it remains to be seen.
I'd still love to see Philly get him. I'm addicted to
you are,
Mariota.
Yeah, I know. You're living in pipe dreams.
I just don't put anything past Chip Kelly ever since he got rid of Deshaun. Anyway.
He's got balls. He's a ballsy guy.
He's a man.
He's a genius. Yeah. So what are the Texans doing from here? What do you honestly? I love the Texans as a Colts fan. They just keep shooting themselves in the foot.
You gotta be kidding me! I mean, how do you watch them? I mean, yeah, they stink.
And no matter how many times you give the Texans a rifle, they still keep pointing it at their own foot and not their opponents.
The smart approach and just, you know, go with whatever player they have. They could there'll be quarterbacks later on that they can pick up.
Look, that's fine. You keep winning 6 games a year, that's fine. I'm happy with that. That's fine with the Texans. I'll be happy with that. All right, Dominic Raiola from the Lions got fined $10,000, and it wasn't for lunging at Patriot Zach Moore during the kneel down. He got fined for a swinging arm. Do you think he should have been fined for chop blocking Zach Moore? He's rolling his eyes.
We live in a country where, you know...
We come from a land down under.
We'll cut that.
Nope.
You know, where tackles and things like that, we see all these kind of things, like, all the time. So then, like, I know it's in a different, you know, scenario and things on the NFL football field.
It's during a kneel down as well.
Pardon?
During a kneel down as well.
I don't know, it's just... The sportsmanship kind of side of it is a bit...
Pretty dirty, and Jim Caldwell was not happy.
No. Jim.
Yeah.
Jim's never happy. Poor Jimmy.
Poor Jimmy. Yep. Moving on, Broncos cut Brandon McManus and signed Connor Barth.
This just shows you the short life of a kicker.
And just shows you if you stuff up on special teams for a month, you're going to get sacked.
Yep.
He just kept missing. Missed one at... New England was massive. That turned the whole game on its head. And then, again against...
Practice this every day. Every single day. This is the same as when I see a soccer player miss a penalty. They miss the entire goal. I can understand if a goalkeeper saves the ball.
Yeah.
However, if you miss the
kick
entire
it over,
goal...
David Beckham, what was it, 5 rows deep?
Yeah. Come on.
I just can't believe it took this long for Connor Barth to get a job. He's like the 12th, like, leading point scorer in NFL history.
Yeah.
He's got a monster leg.
Go, Connor.
Go, Connor.
Hashtag go, Connor.
God.
That's too
You're
far.
Just clutching at straws now, mate. Look, I understand the jealousy. All her everything has exploded. I've seen it on billboards.
No, you haven't.
You didn't let me finish. In my own home. I've made billboards. Look, it's taking off. Richard Sherman and Doug Baldwin had a laugh with a bit of a Lynch parody. Let's just have a listen.
You know, the other day, Marshawn Lynch got fined $100,000. Did you know that? $100,000. And it's like, they wouldn't even pay him $100,000 if he had talked. If he had spoken. Doug, do you think they would have paid him
$100,000? No, they sure wouldn't have.
Jeez Louise. But you know who does pay me a lot of money? Beats by Dre, the wonderful headphones that I wear.
I like those headphones.
They, but the league doesn't let me say anything about them. Doug, why is that?
I don't know. It sounds kind of hypocritical to me.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit hypocritical. It seems like we're in a league where they say, players, you know, you don't endorse any alcohol. Please don't endorse alcohol. No DUIs, please. But yet, a beer sponsor is their biggest sponsor. Doug, how do you feel about that?
Oh, like I said, sounds very hypocritical.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's very, very interesting.
Do you... Baldwin looked thin.
He did.
Looked very thin.
Paper thin.
Paper thin. He, like Sherman said, he's been eating healthy.
He has been eating his Subway.
He's been eating his Subway. He looks fresh, should we say.
Yes. That interview is a little sneaky jab at the NFL. Do you think, do you like Sherman's antics in things like this?
Sometimes.
Do you think he went a bit too far there?
Sometimes I think he's arrogant, you know, it's unnecessary, but the NFL really is just sometimes, they, like you said, hypocritical. Ridiculous.
And they, yeah, and the fines on Lynch, I know he just kept saying yeah, and yeah, but, you know, he's not a known talker. You've got, I know he's a superstar, and we complain over here in the NRL because the lack of media access is shocking, whereas over there, you seem to get everything, but I think sometimes you just got to give it a rest to some players. If you know they're not going to answer, don't bait them.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I think Sherman, he didn't go too far. I think it was all right.
You like it?
Yeah, I think it was all right. And yeah,
I want to know if you'll get in trouble, though.
For, yeah, calling the NFL hypocrites?
Not so, like, talking about, like, the Dr. Dre headphones and things like that.
Yeah.
Dre's Beats by Dre.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That is a...
I think Roger Goodell's got more issues on his mind at the moment with that, because that Ray Rice thing today has pretty much proven that he lied about...
There's a lot of hate coming towards Goodell right now.
He has not handled big situations properly.
Nope.
I've normally been quiet on Goodell when we've seen him booed during lockout and things like that, but, yeah, I think his time's up.
He always gets booed at the draft. That's, like, my favourite thing.
Whereas Adam Silver just gets applauded now. Yeah. After all the Donald Sterling stuff.
Sterling Silver. It's the Sterling Silver incident. Have you heard about this?
The what?
It's that was another hashtag going around at the time.
Oh, really?
Sterling Silver.
Sterling Silver. That's cool. speaking of speeches, none other than the man Bill Belichick after we imitated him. Was it last episode or the episode before?
I feel like we mention him a lot.
We do.
Love for him continues to grow.
Look, I like him as a coach.
He's amazing.
As a speaker and as a coach, or his presence in terms of access to media, I find it hilarious, but it often irritates the hell out of me. But in this case, funny. He was asked his thoughts on Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers on their form the last couple of months, and, you know, the similarities between the players, and he replied by saying they both wear number 12. That's all
correct.
He said. Just move on. I put in the last episode when we're talking about him, Frank Calendino, the impersonators,
yep,
doing Bill Belichick, and it was like, Bill, your house is on fire. Oh, it's insured. That's the type of answers we've come to love from Bill Belichick. And your thoughts?
My thoughts? You know what, when they kind of he definitely takes the emphasis away from his team, which is good. So he lets them go about their business in a...
carefree manner?
Carefree manner, yeah, if you like. We'll stick with that. And the damage they're doing to teams is incredible, yeah. So...
that game is... we're going to preview that one. Looking forward to that one.
I'm very much looking forward to that game.
Yep. Another weird story. We've got the Grape Soda Gate. Grape Soda Gate 2014 hashtag. Aaron Rodgers, after beating the Minnesota Vikings during his press conference, was seen drinking purple grape soda, which prompted people to think that he was trolling the Vikings. You know, crush them like a grape. The purple. I want people to tweet in after Aaron Rodgers beats other teams. What grocery item or what item can Aaron Rodgers use or eat or drink?
If they beat the Patriots. If they beat the Patriots, what does he do?
Eat an American flag. No.
beat a Patriot.
Yes. I don't know. I think the Patriots is a tough one.
We've started with the most difficult one.
It is, but like just any other teams, what sort of grocery item can he eat after he's beaten a team?
Or he could, you know, divulge, that's not... incorrect word usage there.
Why shouldn't you struggle to find the word you're looking for? It's hilarious. I'll filibuster while you wait.
Something with like Victoria's Secret with the whole
Giselle thing. That would be pretty cool. That would be an ultimate troll.
However, that could start.
Although then when Brady beats Rogers, he could be like, "See, folks, I'm going back to watch Olivia Munn in Newsroom." That would be alright. So, yeah, let us know. I couldn't think of many. I just could not think of any at all when we're prepping this. So I'll let the people do it for us. We're incredibly lazy. Incredibly lazy. Johnny Manziel was involved in a brawl. Did you...
His posse, his entourage.
His entourage. Well, the fan said that Johnny Manziel punched his brother in the face. God, and to be fair to Johnny, that's the best throw he's made all season.
So bad.
But honestly, what started the brawl was a 33-year-old man asking him for a hug.
Yeah, well, we don't know all the details. Like, there's obviously something. But then again, I'd probably punch him too if a man came up to me and wanted to hug me.
Yeah, well, I understand, like, if you have your daughter or something, she's like, "Oh, hey, you know, Johnny, like, my, you know, girl's a really big fan of the way you play and roll up dollar bills in Vegas.
Can I have a photo of you hugging him?
Right.
Can I hug you, mate?
Yeah. Wait, Johnny, come here,
give me a hug. Yeah, no. Nah.
It's just creepy.
Yeah, I know.
It's creepy. So.
Well done, Johnny.
Yeah.
Backing you up.
Good try, mate. And you're putting the heat on all Hoyer everything. All right, one more New England story before we get to the weird web story. Vince Wilfork.
Wow. Royal. Last week was bad.
Royal blonde dyslexia. Yeah. Even some of the tweets.
That was funny.
Dyslexia. Yeah, that was good. You picked me up on that one. Vince Wilfork called out New England bandwagoners. He said, "We don't have room for bandwagoners, guys that just off the bandwagon when things get tough." So even their own players acknowledge that New England have a bandwagon.
I think most teams that win do.
Nope. Vince Wilfork,
this is
you are the man. He's my favourite Patriot of all time. True. Actually, before that, he already was. And look, he's onto it. He's onto it.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on to our weird web story.
You gotta get out of here. This is crazy. You're so weird.
No. You're really weird.
You're so weird.
All right, our weird web story this week is not really a story. It's more just a post-match press conference.
A tidbit from
the great Steve Smith Sr. Just have a listen.
I kind of tried this thing this offseason. I made a pact myself. I look in the eyes of all my victims before I take their lunch money. You told me you're not about revenge anymore. You're above all that. I am.
Yeah, he's above all that.
So he likes to look into the eyes of the bullies before he takes their lunch money.
Yep. I don't think a revenge will ever leave
Steve Smith's body.
Yeah, no. His
statement is...
Didn't he say he wanted the Panthers' blood? And
yeah, there'll be like blood.
That? Oh, no, you gotta ask him, because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son, ice up.
One of the greats. Just throwback lines.
He could...
March greatness bracket, he'd have 100.
Nike should really cash up on
If I'm a, you know, United States education, make a children's book about fighting bullies. Steve Smith is your character.
That's right.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
That'd be right. One last weird web story. This is an old one, but I stumbled across it today from Stephanie Rice's Instagram. And it was a photo. I'm going to put it on the page when we're done. Of Brandon Bass, who plays for the Celtics, in a pool learning how to swim at the age of 28, and he's this big, big guy, and there's like four like little girls in like next to him, and he's sitting on the step learning how to swim. So I want to know from people, what have you learnt late?
Or can everyone swim? Yeah. I want to know if anyone still can't swim.
I think a lot of people could, but there'll be people in the United States or even the UK that probably don't know how to swim. Whereas Australians, it's sort of second nature.
I have a neighbour who's probably in his mid-30s now who he even owns a pool. And he doesn't know how to swim. He didn't get a very deep pool so he could stand up, and it's interesting.
My cousin married a Nigerian.
Yeah.
And he's 6'8", about 28 years old. Big guy, actually, he's older than that. Big guy. Can't swim.
I did not know.
Hakeem could not swim. We were out fishing, and something happened to the motor, and we had to jump in the water and repair the motor. So me and my other cousin's husband jumped in and we're pulling the seaweed out of this thing, and I look up and I was like, yo man, you're gonna help us out? And he just goes, yo man, and then he said the n-word, can't swim. And I thought he was joking. He goes, and then I'm like, all right man, and he goes, no seriously, I cannot swim. So he cannot swim, and I've seen him in a pool. His kid can swim better than him.
Wow.
So it's seeing Brandon Bass in a pool with all these little children.
Well done, though.
Good on him.
To Brandon Bass for...
good on him.
It's never too late to learn.
That's true. All right, time for our real MVP of the week.
I feel like I always mention the person before it gets to my real MVP anyway.
You get a little bit giddy.
I do. I get a little bit excited.
I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Even sweaty sometimes.
Yeah, we do sweat.
It's quite hot here. Look at us both taking a sip of water. Ah, refreshing.
Maybe water should sponsor us.
It's pathetic. OBJ.
Definitely.
Not ODB as it's being thrown around, possibly. His Twitter handle has OBJ.
So, yeah, that's what I thought.
So let's stick with that. That catch being dragged down. Clearly, it was clearly going to be pass interference.
That was incredible.
To pretty much dislocate your arm to have behind your head and catch with three fingers.
Yeah, it was three fingers.
All those people coming out talking about gloves and
stuff. Oh, thank you. Can you back me up
away,
on this one?
Like, stick it.
We had an argument with guys in our league because they think that he caught it because of gloves. Give me a break.
You kidding me?
You kidding me, right?
Are you kidding me?
You kidding me?
They've got to...
He caught it with three fingers. It didn't just stick in his hand.
I know. It's not like he had glue there.
And he practices it daily.
Yeah.
There's a vine of him practicing pre-game, which is ridiculous.
And it's... Yeah, that catch was incredible. The commentator's reaction was incredible. They were kind of talking about pass interference. They were like, oh, there's a flag. And then they were like, wait, did he catch that? My best Chris Collinsworth. I still love his voice. I still love
coming around the edge. But when that guy's coming right in her face, that's a whole different story for the quarterback.
Ugh, irritates me.
Nah, he's...
I liked him for a little bit, and then I got over him again.
Did he catch that? Nah.
What did you name the catch? I see someone tweeted, what should we name that catch? And I thought yours was good.
No, I said catch it like Beckham.
Yeah, that's good. I like catch that. Catch it like Beckham. I tweeted easy as OBJ instead of ABC.
Yeah, it's clever.
Yeah, so I don't know how they named it. I don't know what they came up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if one of ours won.
That'd be pretty cool.
I do want
one. We could exclusively hashtag that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I like that. My... real MVP is, and I think a lot of my personal friends will be shocked at this, is Bill Belichick.
Yay!
Look, we love Bruce Arians, and he's probably going to win Coach of the Year. But Bill Belichick, I think we just expect that from him every year. But I just can't believe the individual game plans he makes for a team every single week. He just keeps... You go up against the Broncos, so what do? You completely shut down the run, make them one-dimensional. You know, you go to the Colts, you know they can't stop the run. You just pound Jonas Gray into the ground. Jonas Gray rocks up late to training. Nope, don't worry about it. See you later. I'll put in LeGarrette Blount. Still effective. Detroit, a number one passing defense, just decides, you know what, I'm going to throw it 50 times. He just, every week, just seems to just create these game plans, and it's...
He just finds the weakness and exploits it.
He's just so good at developing a system that any player can, like, be taken out of a team and put back in, and they don't seem to miss a beat.
However, if you took Gronk out, they would collapse.
You think?
Yes.
I think he's the only player, but, like, Tim Wright has a
role. I do not think if you put Garoppolo in there, he could handle it.
You don't think so?
No way.
I still think they could win the division with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback.
From where they are now?
Yeah.
Not from the start of the season.
You don't know that they might, you know, they might have lost some of these games here in this stretch, but he might have got a good role.
I think this is definitely a rapport that's been built up by...
Yeah, but look, you took Tom Brady out and Matt Cassel won 11 games, you know?
Matt Cassel is pretty good at
it. Yeah, nope. But I'm saying, like, they took Gerard Mayo out, and he trades for Akeem Ayers, and then Dante Hightower seems to just slot in and make plays. You just take all these players out, and it's this next man up mentality, and he just, like, gets them going in just the right way. He just seems to do these plans every week, and he's so valuable to a team.
Yeah.
I think if you took Bill Belichick out of the Patriots before Brady, it might hurt them more. But I think they'll leave together, and I think after that, times might be a little bit dire for New England, because those two are just so incredibly good at their jobs.
I disagree with that. Not they're good at their jobs, they're very good at their jobs. I don't think they'll leave together, especially because of Belichick and his ego. He'll definitely leave, and he'll...
You think he'll end up somewhere else?
Not a rookie. I don't know if... I definitely see Brady retiring at the Patriots.
Yeah, I can see that.
He won't move.
Nope.
Whether or not Belichick stays on a little bit longer and sees, you know, what he has. But if... I think Belichick's really going to want to show that he can win it
without
Brady.
I would like... This sounds terrible, but I'd like to see how Brady goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not now, but in a year or two. Like, I want to see him, you know, keep playing and building that career he has with the Patriots. But I don't know. I just want to see how he would go and how they'd go without each other. I just think they're two really good... Like, who would win that battle, you know? Who would prove that they're better at their job?
It's interesting. I want to see how that he would go with, you know, like a big, powerful running back. But I from memory, I can't really think of an extremely...
No, he had one back when they won. All those, Corey Dillon and things like that. Back when they were... That's what they won.
Do you think they were good?
But he wasn't that good.
They were great? Do you think they were great?
Look, when Brady won all those titles, it was more of that rock solid. He wasn't as good as a quarterback as he is now when he won those rings. But that was the team. Now he is this, you know, one of the greatest ever. And I don't know, him and Bill split apart. I can't imagine. I just would like to, if there was a way to see it without actually it happening, I'd like to just, you know, like a little side bubble, just up in to see how that would pan out.
I can't see him leaving.
He's my real MVP because it's just the way he just took apart the Lions, and he's taken apart division champions for four straight weeks now.
And
they don't seem to miss a beat no matter who gets injured. Chandler Jones has been out. You wouldn't have noticed.
Nope. And Chandler Jones
is back, coming back. Yep. All right. Before we hit into mailbag and our week 13 picks, we've got a little punters update.
We've got a punter. Let me tell you something, people. Punters are people too, and I want to see some punting footage. Give me some punting XO. Punting XO.
All right, our boy Bailey Kanto is just smashing it, just killing it. I know you're excited. It's photos of him at Oregon.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Everybody, calm down.
That made me smile.
If he goes to Oregon right here, right now, we're not trying to influence him because that would be, you know, not good. We would buy Kenner jersey, wherever he ends up, but I would like an Oregon jersey with Bailey Kenner on it. I'm not an Oregon fan, but I would probably become one.
I'd recommend them making, you know, like, punt a duck t-shirts or something like
Hunt
that.
Hunt a duck. That's cool. It's like pluck a duck back in the day. Yep. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah,
like
that's that cool. Play? That's a good
hashtag?
Yeah, let's get that going.
Hunt a duck.
Yeah. But Bailey is the 247 Sports have their rankings, and they've got scouts looking at kids all across the country from high school and recruiting, and their punter rankings have Bailey Kenter at number one, the number one punter, high school punter in the country.
He's an Aussie.
He's got a 3-star rating, which is the highest for a punter.
Yep.
He has an 84 rating, and apparently, according to this website, 10 schools are interested in him. Should I go through them?
Yes. For the
Boise State.
Awesome.
BYU.
Cool.
Columbia. Harvard. Better than the Harvard kicker from last week. Did you see that guy?
That was shocking.
There was a photo of him with glasses. It's like, the Harvard punter invites you to play World of Warcraft tonight.
You know what, though? Harvard's an interesting, like, prospect.
Oh, well,
like,
he's a smart kid. He's got very, very good grades and a very good GPA.
Exactly. So don't you think it's like, I could go to Harvard.
The problem is, do you have as much attention as a punter? But, you know, scouts go to every corner of the globe. Obviously, Harvard, probably not as good a school as others. You might have a lot of chances to punt and display your...
And then it's kind of... Okay, Harvard education, you know, is like nearly second to none, right?
It's probably the elite, you know.
But then if you're going for footballing purposes, yeah, there's other schools.
There's tough decisions. Yeah. Columbia is a good school as well. Yes. You know, we forget about that. Oregon State, Stanford, there's another very good school. Utah State, and Yale, another
one of the Ivy League.
Yeah. Damn. Just drawing interest everywhere. And is the...
Can I just say, he looked... sick in Oregon gear. He just looked
good.
Awesome there.
Looked really good.
I do want that shirt he was wearing.
It was pretty cool. And how good's the mascot?
That's just awesome. Oregon is the place.
He's the place. Place
football.
And he was also ranked as a safety as well. And I'll just find that ranking. I apologize. Yeah, so he's the number one. I did tweet this out. So he had a 3-star rating, makes him the number one ranked punter in the nation, and the overall rating of 84 also makes him the number 16 overall athlete in the state of Utah. So he, you know, Scott Harding made a name for himself as a wide receiver, as a kick returner, and as a punter.
Yep.
Bailey can offer value as a safety as well, and I'm sure Oregon would get creative with him.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
If you want to follow Bailey, you know, on the audio, you can listen to us. But a guy called Dan Clark over at a website called The Big Leagues Daily, he's been following Kenner, and he's been writing some stories and following him and reporting the news. And we're going to get him on the show once Bailey makes a decision. Yeah, you can follow him as well at @DC_TBL Daily. And they're new partners of ours. They've got our podcast on their website now.
Yep.
Linking us through. So thanks to Dan for that one, and we'll get him on the show. So check him out. He not only covers Bailey, he has a lot of other good articles. So he's actually, I'm not just saying it, he's good.
He's doing the okay hand gesture. I'm doing the very little nice.
Capiche. You know?
We like that.
The Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
So that's our favourite punter, and he's about to light up college football.
We have to say he's our favourite Aussie player, yeah, pretty much.
He is. Yep, he is. And let's get on to our Week 13 pick'ems. We've already done three. By the way, we did have a debate set up for a Joe Flacco v. Matt Ryan debate.
I just want to say, this is going to be
exciting
and heated.
It's going to get, knowing Mr. Matt Bungard.
Bungard.
He gets fired up. Nothing peeves him more than... Just, if you want to annoy him, tweet him, @MattBungard. Just write Matt Ryan greater than Joe Flacco. He will fire up.
He'll probably get blocked.
If you don't know him, he'll...
There's a good chance you won't have him.
He's part of our NFL stone cutters. And, yep. You know, every time we sort of have a debate or some sort of discussion, one of us drops Matt Ryan greater than Joe Flacco, and he just fires up.
Yeah,
and
we kind of have to start a new thread after that because it becomes a little bit...
Yeah, it gets a little bit nasty. Yeah. And we're also going to have Eric George on. which is a cool fact because according to Eric George's Twitter profile, he works for News Corp, Matt Bungard works for Fairfax. Ooh, rivals.
And we work for the Root My Show.
So we're independent. We're going to be adjudicating the debate and making a decision.
I like this.
Matt will cry foul because I'm already firmly established on Team Ryan.
Yeah.
But it's not by much. I'm on the fence about this.
I could be swayed.
I think I could be swayed if Bungard makes some eloquent points.
You know what, though? All right, this is how I think about it. We're not going to go into it too much because this is a different episode.
But the question is, if you're going to draft a team tomorrow and Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan are on the board, okay, who do you take?
I say it's this. I think Matt Ryan... No, sorry. I think that the Baltimore Ravens would go better with Matt Ryan at quarterback. That's how I look at it.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Exactly. So that's how I'm just like, he's better.
I know. Matt's argument is about the playoffs, and Robert Schrembri, who's a Ravens fan as well, agrees, and he's getting excited. He's getting giddy. I've been getting a few favorites from him about this debate. He's getting excited. I just think, it was a great run, but the teams are in the playoffs. Matt Ryan was with that Falcons team that's going to have 3 or 4 wins this year.
Yep.
I don't know. I like Matt Ryan.
So do I.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I can be swayed.
Matty Ice. If they come on and they throw points at me about...
I don't really care who wins. Like, I just want to sit back and just listen to these guys. Because they argued a little bit on Twitter about it and it got good. It got juicy. So we're going to do that in the off-season as well. It's called Fan vs. Fan.
Oh, we're doing this.
Yes.
All right.
So we've got a lot of off-season plans because you've got to keep things fresh in the off-season.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. All right, so week 13, we both picked the Lions, which we got up. The Lions won 34-17.
How to say? Hang on. I had it.
You got some notes on this game,
haven't you? No, I was listening to something, right? Before that game, there was no Lions touchdown for 8 quarters.
Wow. I'd rather Flacco and Ryan before I take Matt Stafford.
Incredible. Then comes out and puts up like that. Anyway.
But they were down early too. What was it, 17-3 at one stage?
Incredible. So just interesting.
I love a lot of heat.
By the way, the Jake Porter's thing, pretty sure it was team, not Stafford. Okay. Stafford hadn't thrown.
I don't know. I don't know. Stafford seems to just, when they're on the road against a pretty good team, he just seems to put up mediocre numbers. Yeah. Well, not numbers, results.
I mean, it's completely different playing the Patriots compared to...
Yeah, exactly. And you're at home against one of the worst defenses in football.
A little bit different.
Do you think Jay Cutler's to blame here? I feel like he's copping a lot of heat for a team that keeps leaking like 30 or 40 points a game. It's tough.
There's only one way to catch up.
Throwing. Yeah, you know what I mean? And they early on in the game, even though they're up, I think they ran the ball 3 times on 1st and 10. You have Matt Forte. Run the ball.
Exactly.
Run the ball.
And, he's not the one that designs the game plans.
No, so exactly. I just think... Look, I think Jay Cutler might have been at the Bears too long. I think he needs a fresh start in a better environment before we can judge him as a player. Like, further judge him as a player.
By the way, it was 8 quarters as a team.
Yeah, there you go.
They scored... 6-9
or 9-6. Wow, okay.
When you think of Detroit as an offensive juggernaut, if you like.
Yeah, you were high on them before the season started.
I was high on Stafford throwing the ball all out there, especially with Golden Tate's.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Detroit going forward. I know they won and they're back in the winner's circle. I just can't feel confident of them beating anyone, like with a winning record.
But then again, you can see him beating anyone. So it's like...
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they lose.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't surprise me if they win. They're one of those teams that's so frustrating, and it must be frustrating being a fan of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to talk about the next game?
Yeah, baby.
You'll be happy. We both tipped Dallas, though.
We did. However, this was solely on... Okay. Dallas should have been really pumped up for this.
They should have.
This was a game that, I know it's gotten past the stage of everyone underrating who the Cowboys were, you had them as coming flat dead last.
Yes.
Right at the start of the season.
As a bold prediction.
I had them close anyway.
Yeah.
So then, you know, past that stage, they should have been ready. They should have been like, this is the team to beat, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Philly handled them easily.
They manhandled them.
This offensive line, which has been, you know...
one of the best.
This has been their foundation. This is why they've been
playing... The wheels for the car.
Okay. This is why they've been playing so well. Yeah. Got completely demolished. Yeah. It was just...
And you don't even have... Like, your pass rush isn't...
It's like three men.
It's not that good.
No.
It's not the most elite. Like, Connor Barwin is great, but they're not like... It's not like Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware coming at you, you know? I think Dallas's defense finally has been proven that they're not good at all.
Yeah.
They were just benefiting off, you know, that Dallas offense running the ball. But look, you get behind early, you're going to have to throw it. You're not running the ball as much.
Yeah. I'd like to mention that Brandon Graham has been playing exceptionally.
Yeah.
He has been playing great. Still haven't seen much of Marcus Smith, though.
Mm. Again, with Dallas and Tony Romo, again, late throwing the ball, forcing it through a few throws. I didn't think he played overly terrible.
Nope.
But
I thought Des Bryant complaining of, you know, cheap shots, if you like. It's like...
You better believe he'll be fired up in a couple of weeks.
You're better than that. You're better than that. Plus, he's talking about cheap shots. Did you see the cheap shot with the punt?
No, I did not.
There was a... Philly were actually punting... I'm pretty sure it was Harris.
Yep.
Punting it down... I should know the players involved, however I don't. I was at work, I was watching it. They were punting to Harris, and then it was going over his head into the end zone, and instead of, you know, doing anything, he just took out one of the Philly players running down the field. So, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, it was called on it.
Bit of NFC East rivalry called going on.
It, but, I mean, it, you know, a brawl ensued, and it was a bit of a scuffle. I say brawl, I mean scuffle.
Scuffle. Just some shenanigans.
Yeah,
for Dallas now, it's quite dangerous. They need to sort of turn this around. They can't slide.
Division record's not looking great now.
No.
Head-to-head against Philly's already, you know...
Look, and now they've got to beat Philly at home to try and win that division.
Yep.
Also, you lose that, you've pretty much lost that division.
This was... Hang on, I have a little stat here, which I found interesting.
And while you're looking for that, with Seattle beating San Francisco, that sort of puts their... Yep. Wild card chances in doubt.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Can you believe the entire rivalry between Philadelphia and Cowboys, Philadelphia and Dallas, I should say, over all these years that it's been going on, the entire history of the two teams, that was the only third time.
You'll get there.
Been over five games over 500. So they're like, they've never had such a, like, they've...
Two teams have never been that good.
Yeah, okay. Ever.
At that point in the season.
Yeah, so it's always such a huge difference between the two sides. Yeah.
And it's always mixed results. That's why I didn't bet on that game.
Nope.
I took the Lions, and then I took Seattle into under 40 in that game. So they won 19-3. I'll take that. That's easy money.
Oh, actually, speaking of bets, last week had a multi that was about $2, $2.07.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That came off. That was good. However, the riskier one after that, I'm blaming solely on Drew Stanton. And
what was it?
It was Seattle and Arizona to go over their total. However, Stanton...
I wouldn't have touched that with a pole.
No, Stanton
two great defenses right there.
Nope, Stanton... But,
Seattle just completely manhandled San Francisco, and what is on with Colin Kaepernick? Colin Kaepernick?
We said it not that long ago that we thought he could have been the most overrated. Remember that?
Yeah. Right, look, you asked me 6 months ago, Colin Kaepernick or Alex Smith, I would have said Colin Kaepernick.
Hey,
360.
I still said Alex Smith.
You did, and kudos to you. But, yeah, Colin... He just, I don't know what is going on. I'm out of words, literally. I just don't know what to say.
It's, I don't know. Seattle look good.
The Legion of Boom's back.
Taking nothing away from, Chancellor look good. Thomas look good. Sherman. Saw that.
to think the San Fran were one interception away from Blaine Gabbert playing. The once great franchise is falling to pieces because of Colin Kaepernick and John Harbaugh.
Do you think Frank Gore stays there next year?
I think he's done.
Did you see it? There was a... I'm not sure who it was, but one of the defensive linemen for Seattle shed one of the offensive linemen and just stopped Carlos Hyde in his bangs.
Just hammered him.
And I was just thinking, like, wow, there's no...
They're back.
Are you sure that Carlos Hyde is the guy?
Did you see John Harbaugh's hat go on the flag?
I did. I also, there was a bit... I really thought there was going to be memes. There was one stage where they zoomed really close into his face and he was wagging his tongue. And he was just...
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh was going... Podcast can't see this, but he was wagging.
Let me just describe it to you. Josh has leaned forward at the thing, and he looks like Gene Simmons. Right,
okay, imagine trying to lick your goatee from side to side. That's what he was doing.
Flavor saver.
It was similar to when Chip Kelly was caught lifting his microphone up with his tongue. Did you see that? Yeah. It was similar to that, and I thought there could be memes about this.
That reminds me of the photo of that bigger chick on Facebook with a cookie on her shoulder, and she's like.
I have not seen this. You've watched some weird stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's pick our games this week. We'll start with
Washington. By the way, do we have scores?
Oh, yes. You got... I'm trying to catch you up. I lost. I picked, like, St. Louis to beat San Diego.
How did I go last week?
You got 11.
Oh, that's good.
I got 9.
That's good score. That's my
second. So you're up by 8. I nearly got a couple up.
Wait, I'm up by 8?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look, I picked St. Louis against the Chargers, and Sean Hill threw a pick in the end zone with like 10 seconds left.
Sean Hill, ain't...
Yeah, I know, but I could have got... I could have gone back. We could have been 10 all then. Would have been all right. Oh, well. We march on.
Is this marching into the playoffs? Are we doing this? Playoff pick 'em?
I'm behind, so yes. Can we make it playoffs? Give me any chance.
And it's worth 2 in the...
We're going to include NBA games. No. All right, Washington at the Colts. Colt McCoy versus the Colts. Colt v. Colts.
This is my bet of the round. The Colts to win by 11 plus.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so there you go.
Look, we were terrible against Jacksonville, and we still managed to win 23-3. We played a terrible game plan, but I think we'll be all right. Tennessee at Houston. Another cracker of a game.
Amazing.
Can we just not bet on this game and pretend it doesn't exist?
Huge playoff implications for both teams. Shake him out.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick. All day.
I'll take Fitzpatrick. I'll take Mettenberger.
All Fitzpatrick everything.
I'll take Mettenberger and pray to the gods.
Wow. Okay, Cleveland or Buffalo?
This actually has playoff implications.
However, right, Cleveland can't rely on Hoyer, right? So they've got to run that ball with their, you know, Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, double-headed...
Monster,
we'll say. Buffalo are awesome against the run.
Yeah, they've got a good front seven.
Do you think they're going to have to throw it out then? Do you... Orton or Hoyer?
Give me Hoyer. I'm all Hoyer everything.
Go on then. I'll go Buffalo.
Good man. There we go. Two road teams. I'm banking on to catch up on you. San Diego at Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I also will take Baltimore. Baltimore.
By the way, you asked me who's better, Rivers or Flacco. I would say Flacco.
Really?
Rivers is no good.
Yeah. Going forward right now, I'd take Flacco. Baltimore are a team that, like, I know they lost Jimmy Smith and they're really, like, prone in the passing game to some big players and they gave up a lot of yards. But they're a team that, like, if they make the playoffs, like, it would not surprise me if they go up to New England and win. Like, they're a team, or go into Denver, like, they did it against, did it in Denver. They've done it before, they've won in New England. Just a flat-out ambush. That defense is looking really good. Haloti Ngata completely shut down Mark Ingram. I don't know, I just think they're a sneaky team. They're like a dark horse.
Yep.
The Giants at Jacksonville.
Give me the Giants. OBJ, AD, all day.
Give me Denard Robinson and the Jacksonville Jaguars to win at home and keep Gus Bradley in a job.
So sad.
Look, I'm down. I'm trying my all here.
Okay, Cincy at Tampa.
I'm going to take Andy Dalton, but wouldn't surprise me if...
Okay, one of these games has to... One of these...
Cincy, Tampa, Oakland, St. Louis. Is that the ones you're talking about?
One of these... No, all right, well, we're moving on. One of these... I'm going Cincinnati also. However, one of these giant upsets will happen this week. One of them, Tampa against Cincinnati, or, you know, Jags... To beat Giants. Yeah, one of them has to happen.
Yeah. Oakland, the, you know, hot streak in Oakland Raiders. Haven't lost in over a week now. Take on St. Louis Rams.
Rams.
Latavius Murray is out, by the way. So yes. That means Darren McFadden.
The savior.
He is.
Rams. Rams.
Yep.
Same. Rams all day.
This is a this is an interesting game. New Orleans at Pittsburgh. It's an important one for both teams.
I'm going New Orleans.
You're taking New Orleans?
Yes.
I'll take Pittsburgh Steelers.
Third week in a row, I'm taking New Orleans.
Le'Veon Bell's going to run for 300 yards against Rob Ryan's terrible defense.
Oh, my God. All right, next.
Carolina at Minnesota.
This is a game that just drives you nuts. It's like,
out of, you know, all those, like, offense, defense, the side of the football that's the best out of this game is the Minnesota defense.
Over or under 40 yards for Tate?
Oh, Ben Tate.
Yeah.
Ben Tate. I'll go over.
Over?
Yeah.
Damn it. I was going to...
over under is done?
That's done. Because I was going to say, are you thinking that he...
We had an over-under last week, and I think it was Eli interceptions.
It was and two, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I went under.
What do you have?
I think he only had one.
Damn it.
But I didn't score it. That's all right.
Oh, that's included?
I wasn't. No, we haven't included him. Right. But anyway, I got that one up.
Yeah, no, I'll go Minnesota. Carolina, rubbish. Yeah.
All right, Arizona at Atlanta. The currently division-leading Falcons.
Yeah, horrible.
I can't believe a 5-win team is gonna win the South.
I'm gonna go Atlanta.
Wow.
I'm gonna go Atlanta.
I'll take the Cardinals here and get one up on you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very likely.
Now this game, I am salivating at this. New England at Green Bay.
Yep. If anyone can beat Green Bay at Lambeau, though, it's the Pats.
It's the Pats. This is the real deal test, and this is to prove, you know, if Green Bay won home field, this is the test.
I'm going New England.
Woot is taking Bill Belichick in New England.
And can I just say, whatever running back he decides to go with...
Start them?
Blount, Gray, whatever.
Vereen.
It's going to be huge. That's their target. They're going to run it up the gut.
Up the gut?
Up the gut.
You must have listened to my radio appearance on ABC. I used up the gut like 3 times, apparently. Changed my Stonecutters team name to Up the Gut. I'm taking Green Bay. If it was the other way around, if it was at Lambeau, not at Lambeau, I'd take New England.
I wouldn't blink twice.
Yeah, but the home field advantage is why I'm taking the Packers. Denver at Kansas City for Sunday Night Football.
Start of the season, you'd be like, no brainer.
Denver.
No brainer. I think, though, Julius Thomas is back.
Yep.
He'll be back, I've heard. Okay. Little birdies. Tell me. Julius Thomas is back.
The singer Little Birdie? Or Little Birdies.
Man, these jokes. The podcast gets longer, the jokes get worse. Yep. Yeah, Denver.
Okay. And Monday Night Football blockbuster game. The Miami Dolphins, team of the podcast. Take on the New York Jets.
Now our team just keeps on winning.
They do. And we'll be on them. Let's just hope they just run it all day. Because I do not want Tannehill and... to have a big game for fantasy reasons. Up against Tannehill this week.
Fantasy, talk about it a little bit.
Yep.
How are the leagues going for you?
I am in the playoffs for our main league. Mm-hmm. You're still undecided.
By the way, final game of the season, I have to win to make the playoffs. first.
That's what it's about.
Thanksgiving games, they were nice to me.
They were nice. Sanchez and McCoy. Alshon Jeffrey. I'm fine. I'm versing a guy on the same record as me, and the winner will take our conference and have a first week bye.
Yep.
I bench Joik Bell. Fantastic. That's okay. That's right. I have faith in my running backs. And, yeah, Stonecutters League, I've made the playoffs.
By the way, I have to win that game to make the playoffs.
Yes, yeah, two of them are neck and neck. I'm in a couple of other leagues. There was a league that I was in with my old editor from US Sport down under, Andy. I kind of gave up after week three. I thought I had a good team. Like, I got, like, really good value. I got, like, Victor Cruz in, like, the sixth round and Pierre Garçon in, like, the fifth round and, like, Zach Stacey in the fourth round. I'm thinking, how are these players falling to me? And Victor Cruz got injured. Garçon's been a bust. Zach Stacey's been a bust.
So now you're realizing,
I just ran out of, all these players that fell late and were really good value and I built up a good roster just sort of fizzled out. So I'm about 4-8 in that one. So, and we missed out on, we both missed out in the Aussie Podcasters League.
Well, I'm not going to go into that too much, but
it's a bit confusing.
It's a bit sketchy.
It's a bit of a between you and Scott, who's on our team. You had the same record. You're in the playoffs 2 days ago, and now you're not. It's confusing. But at the end of the day, we have four teams in the playoffs.
Should have been five.
To their two.
Yeah. So good luck with that.
We are 4-2. We're in with a big chance to win it. We won the regular season. We had, the most
wins.
Most wins, most week wins, more points. So, look, I'm proud of our boys. I'm proud of Root and Why. It's our first victory. As a year-old podcast,
We're
doing well. And good luck to Justin, the Lord, Mr. Glover, not Denny Glover, in the playoffs. And Scott.
Good luck, guys.
Sportrepreneur.
They've got
do
this.
Us proud.
They've got this. Tommy Teddy debate.
Yes. Oh, it's been settled.
It's been settled? What's the best flavour?
Not honey.
What's the best flavour?
According to Matt Bungard, honey, who does lists on Twitter, honey. That was a consensus.
Alright.
How does honey, Tiny Teddies relate to Mario theme music?
Thank you. I'm glad that you got that.
Yeah.
That was just celebration music.
I forgot about it. Yep, no. Alright, time for just a quick mailbag before you wrap up the show. This is supposed to be a short show.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got mail. You got mail. You got mail. You got mail. Goodbye.
Pump them out, come on.
Pump them out.
We can do this.
At NDutton13, are there any players you drafted this season who performed so badly you'll never trust them again? Hashtag Floyd for me.
As in Michael Floyd? Yeah, he played crap.
I'll never draft Adrian Peterson again.
No, I would. I'd draft him top five next year.
I will never touch him again. I'm not taking that risk.
Okay. Alright. I had Zach Ertz this year. Bust.
Yeah.
Right? However, next year, you can't say that he's going to be a bust. It's not necessary.
It's so difficult. Pierre Garçon's burned me in a couple of leagues, last year he killed it for me.
Kendall Wright, won't touch.
Won't touch again. I was like that with Mike Wallace last year, but Mike Wallace has sort of turned his season around. He's back sort of on my radar again.
Yeah, so.
Where he wasn't last year. Keenan Allen is someone I'll never touch.
No. I would also, I don't have him per se, but I wouldn't touch Wes Welker again.
No, I think, his brain's fried.
His brain's fried.
We had a tweet from new listener at xanity. He said Latavius Murray or Matt Asiata. Well, that was sold before we went to air. Latavius Murray was ruled out. So Matt Asiata, come on down.
Oh, my.
All right.
Oh, so bad. All right, let's go. Come on.
And we had one more. Where was it? There's a lot. At Yubi was back. He wanted to know Jeremy Hill or Giovanni Bernard.
Okay, this week. This is a real interesting thing. All right. Since he's playing Tampa, correct? Yes.
Correct.
I feel they've got Tampa at a really bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa's kind of turning it around, at least defensively on the side of the ball. I still don't think offensively that, you know, no run game at all. However, do you see them? Do you see them winning that game, Cincy, convincingly?
No.
No.
I think Tampa have.
I think it's definitely a toss of the coin. I think it's. It's if you could safely say that Cincy were going to, be you know, if this was 4 weeks ago, I'd say Jeremy Hill no problems. Jay was injured.
But obviously, I mean, yeah, I know what you mean.
However, because they would be grinding out the clock. They would be grinding out the clock. If they needed to come back or they're still in the game, then they would use Geo more in the passing game. So
yeah, well, I tweeted back that we'd, you know, I said Hill, but it's not by much. I just think Hill's safer.
That's exactly.
Yeah. And this isn't a mailbag question, but during our March Badness thing, Tristan, who submitted the Trent Dilfer entry, brilliant entry, he wanted to know if you could submit the faux pas from New England's Twitter feed where they tweeted at the N-word. That's we've adjudicated on that one, and that's no dice.
No dice?
No dice. It's not acceptable for March Badness.
Okay.
It's too bad, too offensive.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really by an analyst, it was by a team.
Yeah, can we also say we don't want, like, you know, anything that is offensive? Like, there's going to be a borderline. There's going to have to be a...
If someone submits Skip Bayless saying that Kobe Bryant sold more shoes after the rape allegations came out, we will have to discuss that one.
Yeah, like, so...
Yeah. Making the yeah face. Yeah, not good. Not good at all.
All right, we've got to wrap this up.
We've got to wrap it up.
Breaking in.
Yeah, breaking into the studio, tapping on the glass. They're up next. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Y.
Josh Woot.
Follow the podcast, at Woot and Y on Twitter or on Facebook and on iTunes, Stitcher, and we've updated the Podbean page. It's a little bit fancy now. It's mobile compatible.
Oh, baby. So,
yeah, update a little About Me section. Our email address is on there if you want to contact us. And
Personally, with offers.
We
can't even tell you recipes.
Yes, cereal. Bailey Kenner, if you need roommates for Oregon.
You said cereal. That's yeah. Right, Marley.
If you want roommates, Bailey, hit us up.
Yeah.
And go Colts.
Go, Billy. Everyone. Bye.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.